This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is asking Congress to provide billions more in aid to Ukraine as Russia's bloody war enters its third month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story. Apologies for the delay. Here's the story.
It's a $33 billion request for military, economic, and humanitarian aid, more than double a package Congress approved last month. This one is meant to show the U.S. is not growing weary of backing Kyiv.
The cost of this fight is not cheap. But caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen.
He's urging fast action in Congress, where there's wide support for giving Ukraine all it needs. But the president's also asking lawmakers to approve billions more to battle the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, I don't care how they do it. I'm sending them both up. I mean, they can do it separately or together, but we need them both.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
After nearly 3 years in a Russian prison, former U.S. Marine Trevor Reed is back in the United States Thursday after a swap with a Russian held in the United States. Reed had been convicted of endangering the lives of two Moscow police officers while drunk. The U.S. had called that trial a theater of the absurd. Reed arrived in his native Texas and will spend a few days in a military hospital to monitor his health. He was exchanged for Russian pilot Konstantin Yaroshenko, who'd been convicted of trying to smuggle drugs into the United States. He was arrested by U.S. Special Forces in Liberia in 2010. The official swap of prisoners reportedly took place at an airport in Turkey. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.